Did you do something that's opposite of your cock?
Yeah.
I will be.
Yeah, I want to get to that.
Yeah, it comes in hot, dude.
Does it?
It comes in fucking.
Especially since he's.
Oh, it's got a nice. Because he builds it up there, and then he builds it up again, and then just fucking hits. Oh, it's great.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, he knows what's coming. He knows. Yeah. Just wait. Here we go.
This is like the grunting before a cum.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Right here. The build.
I'm gonna.
He knows how to fucking build a bridge.
Oh, yeah, he controls it.
Right here.
Ooh, baby. Bring me to the end of time.
Let me tell you.
Wish I were dead.
You bomb out an open mic, and then you walk. You put that song on your walk home. Life's all right.
Have you done that?
Yeah. more than once. Yep. Just walking down Melrose, and I'm like, you know what? Walking by that abandoned American Apparel, I'm like, yeah, it's not so bad.
I will be another thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I got somebody's hand. Thanks, to hold George. On to. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, my hands aren't that tiny.
Yeah. He just comes up behind you with fucking leather gloves on. Hey, buddy, it's going to be okay. Let's go have a drink at the Snake Pit Lounge.
I don't know why. When I thought about the tiny hands, it reminded me of that Lego hands joke you have.
Oh.
Where you're at the gay club.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You got a two-hander on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, maybe Lego. Yeah, I haven't done Lego that joke hands, in a while. Yeah.
I'll suck your dick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of How Sad Is the Podcast. I forgot how I even start these. A fantabulous
Krusty
Krabulous episode of How Sad Is the Podcast.
I went children's cartoon. Yeah. You went VD.
And I went VD, yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's a fun thing to pick, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah. We covered the whole spectrum. Yeah. Both ends and the middle.
From crusty cocks to crusty crabs. Hey, sometimes caused by the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh. You guys, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban, mm-hmm. and with me, as always,
uh-oh.
Is the one, the only, the From Undertaker. From Under Cheese Taker.
I like that. Casey, whenever I see an interpretive dance, I always get the same interpretation. Gay. Stoddard.
I just imagined you being like the people that do the sign language at concerts, oh, and shit, yeah. but you doing it at a dance recital, yeah. and you just standing on the side of the stage going, gay, it's gay. It's,
yeah. it's you gay. Guys can read lips, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Gay. Yeah.
I wonder what the sign language.
He's a gay one.
Yeah. I wonder what sign language is for gay. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's the yeah. oh, the limp wrist.
Oh,
drop.
I like that. I like that in Out Cold when he's like, they're like, put hands up or whatever.
Oh,
and the yeah. one guy like comes one guy out goes, of the closet.
Yeah, and he like flips yeah, his and wrist. He does a weird like yeah. the knee pop mm-hmm. drop thing. Oh, it's so funny.
That's pretty fun. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, I
it's fun.
It.
I don't know if it's.
You know what? It was pretty fun. We rewatched the Comedy Central Presents with Galifianakis.
Oh, that's so good.
And
yeah,
the
yeah,
girl,
yeah.
The girl that's girl? In Out Cold. That's mm-hmm. like the. She's the one that's dating the paraplegic and shit, right? The one that got away or whatever
yeah,
for the guy.
Yeah, the one that got.
Yeah, she was in the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
They cut to her. That's yeah. so cool.
Yeah,
it's just so cool to be like, oh, and mm-hmm. that had to have been after the movie. Then, right?
Otherwise, yeah,
it so. Seems like it'd be way too big of a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, unless they were friends or something.
Beforehand?
Yeah,
okay,
maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Either way,
I don't know. He's friends with some cool people. So
yeah, he's friend. I just saw Sarah Silverman posted a photo because it was John Hamm's birthday.
Yeah.
Yesterday or the other yeah. day. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The yeah.
And young.
Yeah.
Just fucking fresh baked ham.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking young boy.
Yeah.
He looking hangs. Good. He has a lot of stand up comic friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Seems like a cool guy. Yeah.
Fucking funny, handsome, big cocked bastard. He's got all the right mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter, you know? But,
sure. yeah, he's, there's, that's the man.
He's a right good there. Dude. Yeah.
Yep.
But,
I'd build a statue and come on it, you know? I don't know.
Man, speaking of coming on statues.
Yeah.
It's what we're, it's, I call it bird shitting. It's yeah. when I come on a statue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes from my TT bird.
Ooh, all right. I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll come on some
sesame skeet.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I like
the
that.
Big bird.
What's call your state? Dick,
big bird.
Your state flag is just my cock. It's the TT bird.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah.
So I'll funny. Just come on people's windshields every once in a while just to keep them on their toes. Yeah. Ew, did this bird just shit on me? No.
Bird cum. Got me again.
I bet you bird cum is like, well, bird shit is white. I wonder if bird cum is brown.
Ooh.
You know, switching it up.
Maybe. Keep it interesting. Maybe the guy who like, maybe it's actually just reverse, but the guy who like discovered, like, well, like was studying birds was like, he didn't know what shit and cum was. And he's like, no, it's different. Like, it's different with birds. Like, I'm not confusing things. Like, trust me. No, like, I'm right.
He just mixed it up and was like, yeah. The brown stuff's the cum.
Yeah.
Not the white. I thought
trust me, guys, birds are different. They have wings. They're not like humans.
I thought what you were going to say and what I imagined was the first, like, what is it, ornithologist?
Yeah.
Like, went out and freaked out when a bird shit on him. And he was like, this fucking bird just came on me. Like, and just starts freaking out. Funny. And they're like, no, dude, that's their shit.
Yeah.
He just like, fucking went out. This bird came right in my mouth. This fucking seagull did me dirty.
Have you ever
like
seen
a bird bukkake?
Yeah. Have you ever seen someone get shit on by a bird?
Yeah.
Me too.
When I was younger, some kid got shit on right next to me, and I was like, ooh, thank God that wasn't me.
Yeah.
He wiped it off his shoulder and then wiped it on me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you fucking
how old were
son
you?
Of a bitch. I was probably like 11 or 12.
Damn,
like,
that's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so scrawny, I would have fought him.
Yeah. I think, when I was in Chicago, when I was walking dogs, I think a bird like shit in my hood. And, like, I put my hand back there and I was like, it's bird shit.
Filled the bowl.
Yeah. One time, but I remember like when I was in high school, I was up in my grandparents' house and I was like helping them move shit. It was me and my brother, my grandpa, my uncle, and we're just standing, we're all just standing like talking, and then all of a sudden I just see something like out of the corner of my eye just like fucking blast on my uncle's neck, and he just like looks over, he's like, he's a bird. He goes, a bird just shit out of me. And I was like, I think so. And he goes, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You told me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah. No. I
think that was
you.
Like the first time I heard him swear, like say fuck. And I was like,
I mean, I'd love to know, have somebody break down the probability of a bird shitting on you. Like one in a million chance of you walking. It's got to be way more than that, even. Like, that's, it's funny.
This isn't. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It's really funny to me, but it's not funny at all.
Okay. All right.
But it's a long, remind me to tell you about gargoyles.
I'm going to forget.
Okay. I'll write that down.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to forget. Yeah. I was going to say, I just thought of something stupid because I was talking about how much of a twig boy I was in when I was younger and just for the longest, most part of my life, I was just a twig boy.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, about wanting to fight that guy, but it would be like throwing a bundle of sticks at him. But then maybe trying to make a joke where it's like, you know, I was such a twig in elementary school and I knew that I was a twig boy because people would always call me a bundle of sticks. You know, something like,
I like
that's
that.
a new way of saying people called you a faggot.
Yeah, they call me a fucking bundle of sticks.
Yeah, oh, I like that. Yeah. Fundle of sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, man,
yeah.
Sweet ass.
Boy, was I fun. Fun dip. I don't know.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of bitches.
Yeah.
such a horrible transition.
Yeah. Yeah,
speaking of. nope. Not that one.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Speaking of getting in that pussy hole.
Speaking of. Not getting in that pussy hole.
Yeah. I was.
Got another collection.
What?
What? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to. I was at the corner store, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Tell that story. Okay. So,
I thought you were transitioning into woman.
No.
WFMs.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, we could. I mean, we,
no.
Yeah.
Go tell the story. Yeah,
I'll make
story.
It quick. So,
I forgot we didn't do it. We didn't talk about anything yet aside from
bird shit. Yeah. The other one was human shit.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to bird shit and bird TT.
TT bird shit.
TT bird, yeah. So, I was at the corner store last Saturday.
TT Bird is the word.
Time yeah. Keep going. Isn't there a fucking car called a T-Bird or something mm-hmm. like that? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I know about cars?
They can kiss my fat vagina.
I want to buy a T-Bird now just to put another T on it.
T-Bird. Yeah. Oh, you can just get a whole, you just paint Kelvin on it, on your fucking, your whole car, just him pissing on it.
Like, oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a T-Bird. God, I stuttered through that joke. Shit.
Casey stuttered.
There we go. Yeah. So I was at the liquor store, at the corner store, and we go there pretty often. Like, the guy knows us. He's a friendly guy. And I walk in, and I'm just like, I don't know why I always look at the selection, like their beer selection. I don't know why.
Oh, because
it never changes. Yeah. Yeah. It's always like not good. I'm like, oh, maybe they'll have something
corner
different.
Corner store stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to like meet up with someone after, like I'm getting like drinks to meet up with somebody. So I grab a case of Rolling Rock and I grab a bottle of wine. And looking at the beers and shit, this lady walks in and she has a hoodie on and she has the hood up and she has it scrunched on her face that like to the point where like only her eyes are showing. And she just walks up to the,
she's got the cornhole hoodie going.
Yeah. 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 She just walks up to the guy behind the counter and she's like, I want some gin, you fucking bitch. And the guy's like, all right. He's like, all right. And like,
just like giggling a little.
Yeah. Or? Yeah. And like, yeah. Well, like after like, I was like, God, she's coming in hot. But like after a while, I was like, oh, they know each other. Yeah. And
she's a regular.
Yeah. She's a regular. And he's like, do you want this? She's like, no, I want to give me the small one. And he's like, we don't have like small, like she wanted like a half pint.
That. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, we don't have anything. Like, he's like, the only half pints we have are whiskey. She's like, I want fucking gin, you idiot. And he's like, well, we don't have them. She's like, well, just give me that fucking one. He's like, all right, fine.
All right, then. Fine. You could have just said that in the first place.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, I might as well like get in line. Maybe like this will hurry it along. And so she's like talking to him, and then like she's like talking to him, and then just like turns to me, just like mid like conversation with him. Yeah. And then she just like looks at like everything I have. Yeah, pretty much. Just like looks at everything I have, and then she just goes, where are you from? Michigan?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I am. She's like, yeah, I could tell. And I was
damn.
Like, I was like, okay.
Fucking psychic.
Yeah.
We got Miss Cleo in the shop.
Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. She's like, yeah, you look like you are. I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, it's fucked up there, isn't it? And I was like,
I guess.
I was like, yeah. In Flint, yeah. I was like,
more
yeah.
So, yeah.
I was like, yeah. I mean, kind of. What are you talking about? She's like, well, you've been watching the news the past 2 weeks. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. What happened? She's like, it's just fucked up. I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, the world sucks right now. She's like, yeah, it's weird.
It's not just Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you gonna drink all? She's like, is that all for you? And I was like, no, I'm meeting up with someone. She's like, oh, you're gonna meet up with some whore?
Oh, and I was like, man.
No, I was like, it's a lady friend. She's not a whore. And she's like, oh, are you gonna show your big cock? I was like, what? And she's like, she goes, and then like she looks at the guy like at the behind the counter. She's like, what? He has a big cock. I can tell. I was like, no. You were. I was like, you're one for three right now.
Hey, I was gonna say she might have been three for three. Who knows? Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, no. I was like, you were shooting good for a while, and now you're just throwing out all these weird.
You hit the bullseye immediately, yeah. And then you went off the board.
And then she just like turns back to the guy behind the counter. And she's like, did you watch Three Billboards yet? It's great. You gotta watch it. It's gonna win tomorrow. And then she's like, I don't have any money. And then he's like, okay, I'll put it on your tab. And she's like, my name's Meryl Streep. And then just walks off.
But, man, Meryl Streep, I bet, has a big tab at that place.
Yeah. I'm surprised they like let her in. She just fucking walks in cursing people out. And then, you know.
Meryl Streep's going to actually go in there sometime. Yeah. And they're going to be like, hey, you owe us $6,000.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm glad you came back, Meryl, because we have.
I don't even like gin.
Yeah. Give me a big fat bottle of vodka. Yeah.
And that autistic kid's fat cock.
Yeah. She was reading my fortune and then just throwing out these wild accusations about my penis size.
She was one for three Billboards.
Ooh, yeah. Two for three. Because she was like, well, I mean, I was meeting up with a girl, not a whore. I mean, come on, lady.
Come on. That's a little rude.
Yeah. And she's like, I had a six pack of Shinerbach.
I like Shinerbach.
She's like, is that enough for you? I was like, yeah, I'm not trying to like, you know, fucking wake. I'm not going to get like, I'm not trying to kill myself. You know, I don't want to get alcohol poisoning. I'm just going to drink a couple of these. She's like, wow. Just like,
hey, I'm on her side, man. Yeah. I can't just do six.
Yeah.
Six ain't enough for this boy.
I don't think I drank all six.
Drinking dog beers. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Dutch Luck beers. Yeah, but yeah, it was just I was not expecting that.
I enjoyed that.
From a fucking meeting a
street
witch.
Psychic. Yeah,
yeah. She was.
What are you, a witch? Yeah. What is this?
What are you, from Michigan? Yeah. What are you, a witch? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a witch.
Yeah.
Come on. The owl flies in. Yeah. Some shit. Yeah. She flies out on her Swiffer.
Ooh. Stand. Yeah. No, oh, no, these flying monkeys coming or whatever.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a bigger dick.
Yeah.
That was your dick he was talking about.
You going to show your big dick? I was like, Jesus.
You going to just show it to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're going to hang out. I'm going to hang out with a whore.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. I'm from Michigan. I like hanging out with whores and showing them my big dick.
I'm going to walk. I'm going to knock on her door. She's going to look through the peephole. I'm going to show her my dick. And then that's it. I'm just going to leave after that. Yeah.
She's like, I've read your Wikipedia. Yeah. I made Casey's Wikipedia.
I know what this guy's
from
up to.
From Michigan. Yeah. Only hangs out with whores.
Yeah.
Only shows him his big dick.
Only drinks 6 beers.
Yeah. Yeah. Only 3 of the beers he likes to share.
Yeah.
And then
hasn't been paying attention to the news.
Nope. Uh-huh. And then gives him a shiner cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, your dick is just black and blue.
Yeah. Just spits on it and buffs it, you know, makes him all.
Oh, okay. You're thinking shiny. I was thinking like a shiner.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got a bruised up cock.
Wine him, dine him,
shiner cock.
Yeah. 16 yeah. Shiner. I don't know. It was
I like it. That's
another day in Hollyweird, bro.
Also, that dude is so fun.
Yeah, he was just letting it happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure it's got to be a highlight.
Because
I've seen talking to some people that are just douchebags or something.
I've seen a dude that goes in there has like a tail.
What?
Wears like a fake tail.
Furry.
Yeah.
Quarter furry. Centaur. Yeah.
I think he's homeless. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd he get the tail?
I don't know, man. I think that's the last thing he held on to.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. That's Jumanji.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the kid from Jumanji.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What's the kid? You'll never believe it. Yeah. It's a clickbait article. What the kid from Jumanji's up to, the one with the monkey tail, living on the streets.
Yeah.
Sorry. Going West Hollywood.
Going to the corner of Melrose and I don't know. Is that Orange?
I don't know the street name. That sounds familiar. That sounds right, though.
Who cares?
But
yeah.
There's a lot of cocks in our lives, man.
Yeah.
Big cocks. I just had a bunch delivered to me recently.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we got a shoot coming up for some silly weird shit with Tony, Casey, and some other folks.
Casey Burr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we needed a lot of dildos, a briefcase full of dildos.
Yeah.
So I ordered a ton of dildos, and they've been slowly getting delivered to the place the past week. And one of my Amazon orders was like 4 dildos and like a gallon jug of clear Karo syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a fun one. And they weren't able to deliver it. So they like called me and they're like, hey, you're going to have to tell us how to get into your place. Like, give us a call. And I was like, I don't want to call you and discuss. Yeah. Like, they're like, hey, your order of jelly dongers.
Yeah, we need this. Logistically, it's not going to work. You got to meet us halfway, buddy, if you want these fucking jelly dongers.
But, oh, man. Yeah. We ordered all suction cup dongs.
Yeah.
Those are so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I've been playing with them.
Yeah. It's so fucking hilarious. Veiny boys.
Yeah.
Real veiny.
Super veiny.
Oh, my God.
The clear one is so fucking creepy to me. Because I really like clear gummy bears. But, like, every time
so
I'm like,
it made your mouth water for two reasons.
It just doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't. Feel right.
Of course it doesn't.
It's just
ice stick.
It's just weird. Yeah, yeah. Ice stick. It reminds me of like, do you ever play 1080 snowboarding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could get the golden guy or the silver guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like Lock'em, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the penguin board. Yeah.
It was a silver surfer.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I was trying to think of like, what is surfer? No, Murfer. That's not a thing. Murfer. Muff.
Silver.
Is a thing.
Yeah. Long dong silver surfer.
Long dong. There you go. Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, the clear ones were the only ones that came out of the package. Greasy too.
Yeah,
they were greasy boys.
It's
rough. But yeah, now I own 11 dildos on top of the my personal collection of dildos too. So
Well,
so 12 dildos.
Yes,
I own 11 dildos.
Do you have more to add?
No, I own a fist. I own a rubber.
Oh yeah,
fist.
Yeah, the fist. Yeah, I was gonna say because I took. I posted on my Snapchat like 2 pictures of the dildos. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Just the pictures. And I got 4 people asked me this. They all essentially asked the same question. They all, like, literally the question was, so why did Kuban buy all those dildos? Not why did you, why did Kuban? Like, they knew, they're like, this was not my doing. And you know what? I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like that people don't expect me to just buy
some dildos.
Yeah. They're like, nope, that's not Casey.
Buy
that's
an
Kuban.
Armful of dildos. Yeah.
He's not buying. Yeah. He may buy one. He's why not did, buying 11.
Why did Kuban buy those dildos? Yeah.
I was like, first of all, I bought them. They're like, no, you didn't.
Did you say that back to him?
I said it to Stir. He's like, no, you didn't. I was like, oh, you fucking asshole. I was like, yeah, it's for a short.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I enjoy the fact that you're upset that you're not known for buying dildos.
Yeah, well, it's just more like people are like, I took it more as like, oh, he's boring.
Oh,
he's a vanilla guy.
Oh, okay.
Or just like,
he won't just randomly buy dildos.
That's not a drunken purchaser. Yeah, he's not. He doesn't look like the dildo buying type. Yeah.
A drunken purchase? I would love to see you come in, because you never get packages either.
Yeah, I don't buy
I
stuff.
I buy so much shit.
I don't like having things. It makes you feel very uncomfortable to have
does
things.
It really?
Yeah.
I can see that kind
of. Because I feel wasteful.
There's parts of me that wish I could get rid of a lot of things and it would be easier, but it's not. I mean, I guess technically throwing things away is easy, but I don't want to throw shit away. I'm also like, I don't know, my grandpa was a huge pack rat.
Oh, yeah.
My bio dad's dad.
Yeah.
Huge pack rat. And I'm like, I think I might have some of that in my system. Yeah. Like, I just buy shit to have it. I have so much shit that I don't use at all. But then I have that weird thing in my head that's like, but what if?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, that's what fucking hoarders say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, what if I need this fucking paperclip or some shit? Uh-huh. Like, I have so much shit.
Yeah, I'm also not rolling in money. So, like,
well, yeah, me neither. You know, I'm not even flush. I definitely got some debt going. I buy way too much shit to be flush.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and also my car breaks down every fucking year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You end up having to pay for that. That's like child support for you.
Yeah.
I got a. Goddamn Beatrix. I found the going back to the T-Birds. There's that Beach Boys song. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes her T-Bird away.
I don't know that song, but you know, that doesn't surprise me though. The Beach Boys are very weird.
Yeah, they are.
They have one really good CD, but then they have a bunch of other shit.
I like the Beach Boys.
We like surfing, and then. Talking to girls.
I don't like those
Bermuda,
are the songs that I don't like.
Bahama, come on, pretty
that was
mama.
Beach Boys is Animal Sounds, right?
Yeah. Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds, yeah.
Right?
That's a great
Pet Sounds. Yeah, that's good.
That's
one.
A great album.
It's also only like 34 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's really short.
Oh.
For an album, but yeah, it's great.
I want to see if they have this song just because I want to hear it now.
Right there.
Thank you.
Fun. It's called Fun.
Well, they had the whole that I mean they got popular with all their weird beach songs.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys, you know? Where are we at? What are we doing? What's it doing?
I thought it was playing.
What are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah. Reminds me of Full House. That stupid episode.
Oh, yeah, Beach Boys were... Wait, I thought the Monkees were on Full House.
I think it was the Beach Boys.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
I
might have been
anything
both.
About Full House.
Oh, god damn it.
It's so vanilla.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. And with the radio blasting, going cruising just fun. As fast as she can now. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes the TT bird away. And that's when your dad slaps somebody's cock out of your mouth or hand.
I just picture them all recording that dressed up while like dressed up like they're about to go work at a diner. Like, I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah. Like they're all in the movie Pleasantville.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much like
that. Something else, but I forgot. Oh, the band Fun should cover that. So it could be fun by Fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's fun.
It wasn't worth it.
No. It's okay.
Honey Funds.
Hey.
I don't know.
Honey Ron Funches of Oats.
Woo.
Ech. All right.
Yeah. Sorry for shitting on him last episode.
I'm not sorry.
Well, you want to get into
speaking
shitting on
shit on people.
Yeah.
shitting on ourselves mostly.
Shitting on some pussy.
Ooh,
yeah.
I wonder if that would be something. They wouldn't fuck us.
Yeah,
but you
Let's
can
give them some Alabama hot pockets.
You can bird shit on me anytime you want. That's what I just call coming that in general.
Oh.
Now, that's what I'm going to say is
okay.
I just call it bird shit. I'm like, have you ever had a bird shit on you? And they're like, no. I'm like, you want to?
I like it.
And then I harness myself up. I'm doing the thing now where, I just jump. I just jump off of a dresser over in the air, and I come while I'm flying through the air over the bed.
I like it.
Squaw! And then just jizz at the same time.
I like it. She's dressed as the Statue of Liberty. Why not?
The Statue of Liberty.
He needs some.
She's just a...
Yeah, that's the one you were trying to push?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Yeah, the audio wasn't on.
Audio
was
done,
that's what I do. I soar through the air and then just...
And she's like... Oh, no, that's not the one I wanted.
No, that's a good one.
That one
works, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of girls who wouldn't let me do that to them.
Wouldn't let me let my TT bird fly.
Yeah. I'm free as a TT bird.
Right. I'm like a TT bird.
Ooh, there we go.
Wanna be gay.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs about birds.
Yeah, there's a lot of... People want to fly, man.
Yeah.
People want wings. Except that they don't want the band Wings.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Isn't there a show called Wings?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is it Wings? There's one with no, it's not Wings. It's got Steven Weber in it. It's something. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll look it up when you're talking.
All right.
First Lady, Katie Featherston.
Ooh,
Featherston,
speaking of birds.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
perfect.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's a real, what do they used to call ladies birds, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. Fly, yeah.
They
probably
say that bird or something. Was there more bird stuff? I don't know.
There probably is. So this ostrich wouldn't fuck me.
Mm.
She's from the Paranormal Activities movies.
Okay.
I also just realized I didn't really write this out, but all I got is Katie Featherston wouldn't fuck me, not even if gave her the old paranormal faptivity.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
She just sees a video after she wakes up of you jerking off over her.
Yeah, yeah. She's just, I'm just standing.
You're just
still completely
for three
still.
Hours.
Yeah, and then the last, yeah. Just fucking, yeah.
Just standing over her with a boner the whole time. And then just a little jizz shoots out.
I was so wrong. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It'd be funny to like have sex with somebody in like a haunted house and be like, did you hear that? And they're like, what? And then you just come. Just, I don't know.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't know.
No, okay, with that.
That's more of a...
Oh, ectoplasm. Yeah. Oh, no.
Erectoplasm.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
What was I talking about? I said I was going to look up... Oh, yeah. Wings or something.
Oh, yeah. You said there's a show called Wings.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, but... All right. This wouldn't fuck me here. She's called... Her name is Adria Arona.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's called Wings. Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. She was born in Puerto Rico, raised Mexico City. She was the girlfriend in True Detective Season 2.
What's her name?
Adria Arona.
Okay.
I don't know. It's whatever.
Sure. Oh, I thought you were showing me a picture. It's just words.
No, yeah. It's just words. This isn't a children's book.
Damn.
She's also in Pacific Rim Uprising, and she was Dorothy Gale in Emerald City, the show.
Okay.
She's also in Belco Experiment and Narcos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched Narcos.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
Adria Arona, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if it was in a closet.
Okay.
Because I haven't come out yet.
Oh.
Because I'm gay.
Are you?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm gay.
True Detective Season 2, because he's gay.
Oh, yeah. Tim Riggins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I got to rewatch the Season 2.
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it was as bad as everyone says it was because they just wanted more of the first season. But also, I didn't think it was. I thought Vince Vaughn was pretty poorly cast,
and it was hard. It's hard to watch one after the other.
Complicated, yeah.
Because I watched the first season, and holy shit!
Yeah,
and then you go to watch that right after, and it's such a different vibe.
Yeah,
that it's hard to.
There's parts of the second season that are really good.
Yeah, no, but, I didn't. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But Adria Arona, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I clicked my heels together three times. You know, I wish I were inside of you.
There's no
I wish I
was.
Yeah, There's there you go.
Yeah. All right. That's his girlfriend on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her my thin white line to snort.
Yeah. I like that, yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me. Oh, and then the rest are dumb. These are all dumb ones that one is good, okay. But then I just wrote ones that I thought were too easy, like,
mm-hmm.
Not even if I had a yellow dick chode.
Ooh, I like that.
And not even if we were off to see the Jizzard. Uh-huh. Not even if I gave her a Pacific Rim job.
Mm-hmm. Just seems easy. Yeah.
But this one, here we go. All
right. The creme de la creme.
Yes. Adria Arona, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was at the bottom of a bottle of tequila.
Oh.
The worm at the bottom of the tequila. Yeah. It's my penis.
Earthworm Jim.
It's Earthworm Jake.
Yeah.
You know why? Because my dick has 9 hearts.
Oh.
Don't earthworms have a bunch of hearts?
Something like that, yeah.
You can chop a piece of my dick off. Keeps wriggling. Nice. Tim Wriggling.
Tim Wriggling. It's got Riggins Riggs.
Yeah. It's got Tim Rigamortis.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. Stiff as light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Speaking of TT birds.
Yeah.
Light as a feather, stiff as a gourd.
Chord. I don't know. this other lady is Belinda Carlisle.
Mm.
And
who dat?
She had the hit song "Ooh, Heaven is a place on earth.
Sure they say
in heaven, love comes first." That's not true.
Mm.
It's me.
Yeah. You come first.
Yeah, always.
Even in heaven.
Yeah, especially in heaven.
Sweet, I'm in heaven now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. Well, that's what heaven is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So Belinda Carlisle wouldn't fuck me, not even if heaven is a place on my girth.
Ooh, all right.
My ass.
I like that. That's your girth is your ass.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Last wouldn't fuck me here. We're a pretty fun ways in for wouldn't fuck me. Donna McClare.
Oh, okay.
She's a 50-year-old who looks good.
Oh.
And
tell me about it.
She was in those Bowflex commercials.
She's like,
I'm 50 years old. No one can believe it. Like that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And Donna McClare, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a Bowflex.
Mm, yeah.
And saw where that was going. Yeah.
I like it.
That's it.
Bowflex on these bitches. Oh,
hey, flex on them.
But he's gay.
You can't.
Yeah.
But he's gay. So, yeah.
Too gay to get flexed on.
I bet you I'm going to look good when I'm 50. You know what I'm saying? Sweet casket I'll be laying in.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to make it there. So, yeah.
I think I'm gonna live to 69. I know that's, you know, it's easy to say, but like
69 and 364 days.
Yeah.
Or wait. Never mind. Yeah.
You're saying around the world.
I was gonna say he's like in your obituary, like he died when he was 70. He was 70 years old and 4 days. He was 70 years and 4 days old. And be like, no, I demand in my obituary that it says I was 69 and 369 days old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
What I was going
for. I like that. Okay.
Not worth it.
I'm going to die at 69 from 69ing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
George Carlin had a bit where he was like, people are like, how was 70? Oh, not as good as 69.
Ooh, yeah. There it is.
That's,
yeah.
That's not a bit. It was just a line. Yep.
There you go. That's perfect for that. Speaking of that noise, we got a couple of joke of the gays for you guys.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't think I have one ready.
Well, I'll just do a quick one because we're burning some oil right now.
Yeah.
I think I told this once and it didn't do anything. I was going through an old notebook. I don't know. Whatever. I'll just say it.
I just love that this is a mixture of jokes that we do want to work on and pretty much the bit notepad rejects.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
fine.
It is.
That's
yeah.
fine.
We're just lying to ourselves. So it's
he's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's this isn't even the setup. It's right. The setup is way too long, and because I know, like, I know what made me think of this bit, and it's just it's a fucking mess. But anyways, it's I worked at a daycare, and on Mondays and Tuesdays we would go swimming. One day we were in the pool. And this kid told me my voice sounded like a robot. So I said to him, at least my voice doesn't sound like I'm drowning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I don't, yeah, like I've always wanted to do a joke about, because they would always be like, "You sound like a robot."
I thought you were gonna say, "I've always wanted to do a joke about that," because a kid did drown.
Yeah, yeah. And I just watched him. I was like,
I was like, yeah. "Does not compute."
Sit on your face.
Sorry, I can't jump in the pool to save you. I'm mechanical.
I'll get fucking electrocuted. Yeah.
I'll kill everyone else.
Exactly.
One kid dies. No biggie. The whole pool full. Big biggie. Biggie small.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
That's a Biggie Smalls experience right there. A bunch of smalls get, all right, murdered.
You fat bitch!
Thank you. All right, this one's so really aggressive. Dumb. I feel like...
It's fine. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, that's true. All right. All right. Okay, so here's how this one goes. This bit's called the Pajama Pants Magic Trick. And it's stamped in my phone as April 2nd,
2015. Nice.
8:26 p.m. The day after April Fool's. So
that's coming up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... I was all out of clean clothes and on my way to do laundry, and all I had to wear were my pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way there, I tripped over a crack in the sidewalk. It was lifted up a little too much, and my penis flopped out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a magic trick. It was like, now you see it, now you introduce yourself to the neighbors.
Nice.
It's like a sexual predator thing or something. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It's not the greatest thing. Now you see it, now you introduce yourself to the neighbors.
Won't want to talk to me again.
Ooh, I like that. I'm into that.
No.
Now you see it. Now you...
Don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of won't.
I legit had that happen once, though, but I was just...
Your dick fell out of the
flat? I was in my apartment, yeah, yeah, and I was wearing the pajama jeans I had.
Oh, nice.
And, she just flopped right out.
Well, I mean, you're wearing that. Your dick knows you're getting pussy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, buddy.
She expected it.
We know what's going on.
It like popped its head coming. Out and was like, yeah. What? No, there's no pussy? You did put these on.
Yeah.
And the, but yeah, it was like I was just walking through the apartment and then all of a sudden it was like,
hello! Yeah. Something like that, sure.
Just hopped right out. It was like, yeah, hello world. You know? And then it just started singing, which was weird. It was like, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, desire. I don't know why that song.
And I shaved my legs.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I shaved my legs.
I know.
I can't shave my body, actually, because I get ingrown hairs too much.
Mm.
I get them easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. It's easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You know, every Sunday morning, I shave my legs. I shave my whole body.
Yeah.
Red dots everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah. It's awful. All right.
Braille of tears right there.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 60 seconds of J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, yeah.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I have an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
They have thousands, they'll help you too. One lump sum of cash they will pay to you.
If you get long-term payments but you need cash now,
call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
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 It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Call now. Man, I'm a quick piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fast.
Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Why don't you just fucking own the place? I don't know.
Well, you know, I push it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I burst blood vessels in my eyes often because I pee and I shit so hard.
Yeah.
Get it out.
This guy doesn't fuck around.
No, I don't actually pee. It's all just it's a farce.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a farce side. It's a B side of my life.
Isn't a farce side? No, whatever. Okay, who cares?
I don't know.
I got nothing. You know what I got right now?
Please.
Just because.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Yes, please. All right, you guys, we got a new bit for you.
Oh boy!
I'm actually more excited about it now because of how goofy I'm feeling and how out of it I feel as well, because it's a lot of reading.
Yeah, I don't like reading.
But like oh yeah, that's also like, kind of like
reading a lot.
That's also kind of funny in the fact that this new bit is all reading.
Yep,
and not really your Will Forte at all.
No, I don't like reading aloud.
Fuck you, dickhead!
Yeah. whenever someone asks Casey to read something, that's what he says. Yeah. Or he says,
"I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this bit is called Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to read and we're going to play popcorn.
Yeah, it's just like that game you used to play growing up.
Yeah, it's like
you read a bit.
Right back to elementary school.
Yeah, read a bit and then popcorn. So-and-so has to fucking pick up where you left off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just going to read from different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
and then we're going to put it all together. Whatever,
yeah.
We'll put it all together at the end, hopefully, or or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I don't know if this is a good starting place, but, you know, we're doing it.
Hey, yeah.
So
light it off.
I did it! It was an accident!
It's okay.
We're going to see if this bit even works at all. Yeah.
Caligula is sickening, utterly worthless, shameful trash. If it is not the worst film I have ever seen... That makes it all the more shameful. People with talent allowed themselves to participate in this travesty. Disgusted and unspeakably depressed, I walked out of the film after 2 hours of its 170 minutes length. Caligula is not good art, it is not good cinema, and it's not even good porn. Popcorn, Jacob Kuban.
This place is ballin', yo. Chicken nuggets be crispy like you never seen. I tasted one and I was like, what? Are you serious, Wendy? Mean girls work at the fryers, though. This one chick wouldn't even let me holla. I was like, please, you ugly anyways. Popcorn Dennis.
You old fat bitch!
Ooh.
Popcorn Casey Stoddard.
I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this. Popcorn Mo.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Popcorn Casey. I love my family. Potato, potato, potato. Popcorn Jacob.
As the sound of Charlie's cruiser announced his return, the ring suddenly weighed 100 pounds on my finger. I wanted to shove my left hand in a pocket, or maybe sit on it. But Edward's cool, firm grasp kept it front and center. Stop fidgeting, Bella. Please, try to remember that you're not confessing to a murder here. Easy for you to say. I listened to the ominous sound of my father's boots clomping up the sidewalk. The key rattled in the already open door. The sound reminded me of that part of the horror movie when the victim realizes she's forgotten to lock her deadbolt. Calm down, Bella, Edward whispered, listening to the acceleration of my heart. The door slammed against the wall, and I flinched like I'd been tasered. Hey, Charlie, Edward called, entirely relaxed. No, I hissed under my breath. What? Edward whispered back. Wait till he hangs his gun up. Edward chuckled and ran his free hand through his tousled bronze hair. Charlie came around the corner, still in his uniform, still armed, and tried not to make a face when he spied us sitting together on the love seat. Lately, he'd been putting forth a lot of effort to like Edward more. Of course, this revelation was sure to end that effort immediately. Hey, kids, what's up? We'd like to talk to you, Edward said. So serene. We have some good news. Charlie's expression went from strained friendliness to black suspicion in a second. Good news? Charlie growled, looking straight at me. Have a seat, Dad. He raised one eyebrow, stared at me for 5 seconds, then stomped to the recliner and sat down on the very edge, his back ramrod straight. Don't get worked up, Dad, I said after a moment of loaded silence. Everything's okay. Edward grimaced, and I knew it was an objection to the word okay. He probably would have used something more like wonderful or perfect or glorious. Sure it is, Bella. Sure it is. If everything is so great, then why are you sweating bullets? I'm not sweating, I lied. I leaned away from his fierce scowl, cringing into Edward, and instinctively wiped the back of my right hand across my forehead to remove the evidence. You're pregnant, Charlie exploded. You're pregnant, aren't you? Though the question was probably meant for me, He was glaring at Edward now, and I could have sworn I saw his hand twitch towards the gun. No, of course not. I'm not. I wanted to elbow Edward in the ribs, but I knew that move would only give me a bruise. I'd told Edward that people would immediately jump to this conclusion. What other possible reason would sane people have for getting married at 18? His answer then had me roll my eyes. Love, right? Charlie's glower lightened a shade. It was usually pretty clear on my face when I was telling the truth, and he believed me now. Oh, sorry. Apology accepted. There was a long pause. After a moment, I realized everyone was waiting for me to say something. I looked up at Edward, panic-stricken. There was no way I was going to get the words out. He smiled at me and then squared his shoulders and turned to my father. Popcorn, Casey stuttered.
I just sucked my own dick and got poisoned. No podcast tonight. Popcorn, Mr. Toilet.
AKA turd swallower.
Yeah. And he just popcorned me. So I must downgrade this to 3 stars after the last bus I was on ran over 2 pedestrians and kept going. Popcorn Jacob.
When I was young, I knew everything. And she a punk who rarely took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stop a baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, I can't be held responsible because she was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. Mm. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. Popcorn Jim Carrey.
I've had better.
Oh.
Popcorn Casey Stoddard.
This movie doesn't scrape the bottom of the barrel. This movie isn't the bottom of the barrel. This movie isn't below the bottom of the barrel. This movie doesn't even deserve to be mentioned in the same sentence with the barrels. With barrels. Popcorn, Adam Sandler.
I seen those finger paints you bring home, they suck!
Popcorn, take up.
Let's start with the best cuts of beef for jerky making.
Ooh.
I try to pick a nice roast with very little fat marbling. My first choice is an eye of round roast. After that, I think a top round sirloin roast or rump roast would also work well. These cuts do have a bit more fat, gristle. But a lot of times, the price is right, so I don't mind. I also know of some people getting jerky guns and making jerky out of ground meats. I don't personally have one of them, as my family seems to prefer actual strips of jerky to the snack stick type. Snack stick type. However, if you want to use a jerky gun, many readers have had success by marinating the meat first as a whole cut and then grinding afterwards. Popcorn Will Forte. Popcorn Jacob. Slicing with or against the grain? I slice my jerky against the grain. In my opinion, this makes the jerky easier to chew and eat. I've got a bunch of little kiddos who would eat their weight in this Dr. Pepper jalapeno beef jerky if I let them. And I don't want to worry like crazy that they're going to be choking on unchewable chunks of jerky. Some people prefer cutting. Popcorn, Casey Stoddard.
I'd just like to say I'm sailing with the Rock and I'll be back like Independence Day with Jesus. June 6th, like the movie, big mothership and all. I'll be back. Popcorn, Doofy.
My ass.
Popcorn, Casey. The Numa Numa man just bought a $70 million house and I'm here at the library trying to photocopy a fruit roll-up. Popcorn Jacob.
And because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do ought not to be done. Popcorn, Adam Sandler.
I disagree.
Popcorn, Casey Stoddard.
Another day volunteering at the Betsy Ross Museum. Everybody keeps asking me if they can fuck the flag. Buddy, they won't even let me fuck it. Popcorn, Vinestar.
Oh my God, he on X Games mode.
Popcorn, Casey, hurry it up, you Hoosier bastard. I could hang a dozen men while you're screwing around. Popcorn Jacob.
That's right. I'm like that band, Cobra Starship.
Oh, boy.
I make the good girls go bad. Uh-huh. What's up? Check it out. The lyrics totally describe me. I'll make them good girls go bad. I'll make them good girls. Good girls go bad. Good girls go bad. It's like I said, I make the good girls go bad. Here are some more lyrics to make the point. I know your type. Your type. Your daddy's little girl. Just take a bite. One bite. Let me shake up your world. That's right. I'll shake up your damn world. Keep going, Cobra Starship. Tell them what I'll do. You were hanging in the corner with your five best friends. You heard that I was trouble, but you couldn't resist. That about covers it. So take off your clothes and send me a naked camera phone picture of yourself. I'll take care of the rest. Popcorn Casey.
Okay. Spice World's Spice World is obviously intended as a ripoff of A Hard Day's Night, which gave the Beatles to the movies. The huge difference, of course, is that the Beatles were talented. While, let's face it, the Spice Girls could be duplicated by any five women under the age of 30 standing in line at Dunkin' Donuts. Popcorn, Bam Margera and friends.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Double the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
Popcorn Jager.
On the way home, I stopped into the local chicken shack to get a bucket of chicken and some potatoes. I asked for the potatoes without butter because they're usually very greasy. The attractive blonde behind the counter gave me a smile. I like mine without butter too, she said. Later, after my family had finished eating dinner and my wife had stood up to clean up the kitchen table, I pinched her butt.
My wife. Sorry.
When she looked down at me, I tried to wink. I can only get it right about half the time, but my wife knows what I wanted. She smiled. Later, after the kids went to bed, I took a warm shower so that I could wash off some of the grime of the shop. My wife was in bed, without her PJs on. I slid in beside her and gently stroked her back. She rolled back toward me, and I could feel the heat of her body. We began to make love, and it certainly felt fantastic. Eventually, I got to thinking about that blonde at the chicken shack and how cute she looked. Soon, I envisioned the blonde rubbing the butter all over my erect penis, and then inserting it into her mouth. The thought of that smooth butter in her mouth suction allowed me to reach orgasm before my wife tired of my gyrations. My wife said that it felt fantastic. Popcorn Jacob. Pro tip. For this marinade, I want to emphasize the importance of the reduction step. Take the time to reduce the marinade properly. If you don't, the final result can be a little bland. Also, this isn't super spicy as prepared. If you want more jalapeno flavor, slice your jalapenos very thin or even add in a third jalapeno to the marinade. Some readers have also substituted habanero peppers to up the spice flavor. Popcorn, Adam Sandler.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you?
Not Adam Sandler. Popcorn, Casey.
I don't know. I think you want to end it? I
think that's the end
of
it.
Yeah, we've been going for a while.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Butter sticks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not think I'm going to be able to piece together this whole story.
Well,
It
started out with someone who doesn't like Caligula.
Mm-hmm.
And then he felt the need to share more opinions about some movies that he saw.
Yeah. And then he talked about how he was getting married to a vampire and trying to explain it to his pa.
And then Adam Sandler showed up a bunch, obviously.
A bunch, yeah. That guy's Adam Sandler and friends.
As he does.
Yeah, as he does. And then people talked about how they were young, struggles of being young, and how they were merely freshmen.
Yeah. Isn't that, what's that fucking verb pipe?
That's the lyrics.
Was it really? Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was like looking for next.
That's the lyrics.
Nice.
For the life of them, they couldn't remember. They were merely freshmen. And then I think
there was some
Will Forte showed up at one point.
There's some drill tweets in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some guy sucked his own dick and had to cancel his podcast. That's a travesty.
Yeah, and then there
was Marc Maron.
Was it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
And then God had something to say about him sucking his own dick.
Yeah.
And left him to his own unnatural, you know.
It was quite the adventure. Let's
advances.
Just,
oh my gosh, you guys.
It was, well.
When we put this together.
Yeah, when we get the fucking story arcs or something.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing story, I'd say.
Though, yeah.
To me.
I was into it.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Don't worry on that one, dipshit.
I don't know where either of us were.
I don't know.
On that one. But
a lot of mine were. So mine were either Roger Ebert movie reviews, Yelp reviews, or drill tweets, or stuff people said before they were executed.
I like that.
Yeah.
What was one of the ones said before execution?
The SpaghettiOs
one. Oh, okay. All right. I like that.
Then the Eileen Wuornos girl, the monster lady.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, she was the one that was like, I'll be back. And then she's like, you know, like from that movie Independence Day. And it's like, no, that's
oh
from Terminator.
God.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
Charlize.
Yeah.
Charlize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine was an excerpt from Twilight.
Mm-hmm. I caught that.
The lyrics of The Freshman, mm-hmm, by Verve Tape.
Grand Rapids band, right?
A jerky recipe.
Yeah. I like that.
An excerpt from the Bible.
Ooh.
A Wendy's Yelp review.
Okay.
And was that it? I think I bounced back and forth to the jerky recipe a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was a penthouse letter in there.
Yeah.
That was the chicken shack.
Yep. I caught on that one. Yeah, that's...
It was a pretty tame penthouse letter, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, there was also a Craigslist ad, the Cobra Starship.
That was funny. That was a Craigslist ad?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. That's tell him, Cobra, what I'll do to him.
I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh.
That's like the only song of theirs I know.
Yeah. That was on the Snakes the Plane soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What a trash band.
Oh my gosh.
It was them. It was Cobra Starship was the dude from Gym Class Heroes. The Academy Is, which I kind of liked.
Was he in that though? Or was he just in a song of theirs?
I think he was just in a song of theirs.
I think he was in Cobra Starship.
Yeah, I think Cobra Starship was the girl from The Sounds, the lead singer of Academy Is, and then the guy from Midtown, which I didn't really. Midtown.
So it was like a weird, all star.
Yeah, like what are those super groups, but yeah, like a more like a
pooper group.
Pooper, yeah.
Yeah.
You poop.
It was just a pile of bunny shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Pooper group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for that bit.
All right. I don't know if it worked enough to do again, but I liked it.
It was fun.
We'll see. If you guys enjoyed it, let us know.
Send us you know what you got to do? Take notes and then send us a coherent story.
Yes.
For that.
You guys want to do that? We'll read it.
Audience participation, mm-hmm. Woody.
Yeah, come on.
No pressure.
No retractions lately either. So I guess we've either been doing well or he hasn't.
Yeah.
So you guys, we're going to take a quick 60-second break with... The Education Connection.
I was sitting in my room thinking, how's it gonna be? Needed skills, a good job, and a college degree. I knew the thing I needed was to get more knowledge. To really get ahead, I had to get enrolled in college. But who was gonna help me find a school that's right for me?
Education Connection. Get matched for free.
Education Connection.
Get matched for free.
Use Education Connection to find a school that's right. Fits my budget and my schedule. I can study day or night.
Makes the perfect match. So easy to find.
They even showed me how I could go to school online. Getting matched as easy as 1, 2, 3. They've helped 2 million people just like me.
Education Connection. Education Connection.
Get matched for free.
Oh, man. Tell me about it, stud. You know what I'm saying?
Those that's not even the original.
No.
That's probably like their third or fourth commercial. And you know what? Didn't get better.
No.
Like you're thinking, like maybe.
No,
it's still fucking.
It's like the guy in the background.
Straight.
You gotta do it with a job.
Yeah. That guy's actually been in shit, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the video of the...
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the guy who like comes in? He's like, you got to do this, and you got to do that.
Yeah, it sounded like he was yelling from far away.
Yeah. He's like outside, like, washing the windows. He's, like, been in stuff. He's, like, a background dude.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, I think, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys, well, starting
once you get
a...
that education connection.
Oh, once you get the connection.
It's straight gold.
Speaking of, you got to start...
Awesome.
That's a really funny movie.
I like
actually.
That, yeah. Speaking of farting from somewhere.
Yeah.
My ass.
Farted from the bottom, now we're here.
Oof, I like that.
we're gonna do a bit here that you guys are huge.
You're doing great.
You're huge fans of.
Yeah.
And I'm an even bigger fan. It you know what? It big, just answers
huge fannies of.
Ooh, yes, saying? Yes, please. Yeah, huge fannies. And make them scream.
Put some stank on it.
But there you go. Yeah, thank you. Who farted is the question of the day right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to answer that. We're going to, you know, it's kind of like Mythbusters. It's, mm-hmm. it's,
Sniff Busters.
Ooh, I boom. Like that. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we'll, I don't know. I like who
sniff,
farted.
Yeah. Who farted is good, but Sniff Busters.
Sniff Busters.
On this episode of Who Farted, it's your boys, the Sniff. Sniff Busters.
Jamie and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know. Mustache.
I think Jamie's the mustache.
Is he the mustache guy?
Adam?
Is Adam? Adam, and Adam sounds right.
Yeah, with the glasses.
Adam's the ginger.
You saw the fucking Asian guy. Grant?
Yeah.
I think his name's Grant. Yeah, he was at Wolverine. He was with Seth Green. Remember that when we went and saw
him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Seth Green hiding behind his tall model.
Logan.
Wife. He was at Logan. Yeah, yep. Not Wolverine. Mm-hmm. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna solve some mysteries here.
Yeah.
You know, for you guys, the Sniff Buster solving some booty mysteries. So I guess we can just start it off, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, let me see.
Play that fart for me. Do it again.
I think we've had this one before.
Yeah, I think so.
This one is one we've had before. Mm-hmm. We answered this one already.
I think it's the bee from Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh, is it?
Yep. I think it's Jerry Seinfeld bee movie.
Bee movie. Yep.
I think it's what inspired him to write that cinematic gold.
Was this? This was the one that we figured out. It was a NASCAR driver, right?
Oh yeah. Was it was it Dale Earnhardt?
Dale. Dale Earnhardt. Just Dale Earnhardt. I'm a fucking idiot. All right, let's try, another one here.
Don't we have a...
He was number three.
Oh, who... Wait, what's his son's name?
Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's like 24, though, isn't he?
Who the fuck is six? Who cares?
Rusty Wallace.
Those are the guy's names. Jeff Gordon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jeff Gordon? I don't know.
Who's the guy who killed that guy on the dirt track?
I don't know.
Tony Stewart?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know anything about fucking NASCAR.
Tony Poole.
Three, not six. Yeah.
I think three was Dale Earnhardt for sure, though. Okay, so here we go. Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Sounds like a mosquito.
I don't know why, but Mo from The Simpsons popped in my head. Might be because it was from the previous segment,
Hey, everybody.
Like, it sounds like it would be.
It sounds like a defeated fart.
Oh, shit, Homer. Yeah. God damn it. We got to close down Moe's.
It does sound like, like a failed fart.
Yeah.
Just, like someone being like, oh, yeah, here we go. Sniff this one.
It's going to be my big break. Ah, that's nothing. Yeah.
It sounds so weak.
It sounds like he wrote the word fart on a paper, then ripped it up. A piece of paper and ripped
that was
it
the,
up.
I
don't know.
He wrote fart on a piece of cheese and then tore it.
I cut the cheese. Yeah.
That's you taking the plastic off of cheese. You're not even cutting the cheese yet.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how weak of a fart that is. You're not even too cutting the cheese. Yeah. You're just taking the plastic wrap off.
Yeah. People are like, Mo, did you just unwrap it? No, that was the fart. Oh, I thought you were just kidding. Okay. Well, we weren't recording. Yeah. We need to get an actual guys. No. Let me carbo load.
Hey everybody.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid moron with some ugly farts and
my farts suck
and I like to sniff my own farts.
Yeah,
I think that's
and that's like one of those like if you give like someone a flaming Mo, it wouldn't even like affect the flame at
no,
all.
No, that wouldn't
too weak.
That would not make a flamethrower out of your ass.
It could not put out the candle in the intro for Are You Afraid of the Dark? It couldn't do it.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I think another candle would be lit. Just like, are you kidding me? Like out of rage, like that, like the wick would just like shoot
you
off.
Didn't
like,
even blow on
what
it.
What the fuck, buddy? God damn it. Like
it's like a 100-year-old trying to blow out his candles the day he dies on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, Grandpa. Blow out your 100 candles.
Wow.
No, it's nothing.
It's an insult.
Somebody was just born because of that.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. All right, well, it's a weak one.
Moe's Tavern.
Moe's Cavern.
Ooh.
Cavernous ass.
I like that.
Apparently, it's not too cavernous, though. It doesn't hold much wind. Mm-hmm.
Not a. It's a little too stalactite.
Ooh, yes, yeah. I like that.
I don't know.
Not enough. All right.
Descent.
Yeah, there yeah. you go. Okay,
that's a fun movie. All right. Let me. All right. Am I, another is it
page
me?
Too.
Is
yeah.
it me? Yeah. All right. Let's do this one. Oh, we already did that one. What?
I know we did.
Hold
not.
On. What are you doing? Is that what that says at the end? That's what it sounds like, right? What are you doing?
Wait, play it again.
It literally, it, someone says, what are you doing, yeah. right? You know what it sounds like? It sounds like someone's tubing down a river. And that tube has just gotten some bad news from some wet swim trunks.
It sounds like whoever said, what are you doing, tries to tried to close his butt up
yeah.
towards the end.
Yeah.
And
hey, we've talked about this.
Close it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't. The fucking little drip drops. It sounds like an assault.
Yeah.
It sounds like two different assailants.
Assault on
ass assailants.
Assault on pre-stink 13. Oh, yeah. Boom. Roasted.
It sounds like a shotgun blast mm-hmm. with an AK.
So it's a couple. Like it's a guy and a girl, right? Is it Donnie and Marie? Or like, I don't know, like, because, yeah, it's got to be a duo, that, right? Or,
It's Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Sure.
What are you
doing? I could
doing?
See that.
It's not. It sounds like after winter, when you start your sprinklers up for the first time, and a big blast comes out, and then mm-hmm. it starts.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you doing? How do you even
like they turned on the sprinklers too early.
Yeah. How do you switch octaves in your fart? That
yeah, I know. That's like some Freddie
tempos,
Mercury
I guess.
Shit
it's
right
more
there.
Tempo, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a slow love song with a rap verse in it. He just spits hot fire, right? And then it goes back into the chorus. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing to them shorts? Yeah.
All right. So
that's a tough one.
Who is it?
Know,
yeah, this
man.
One is a tough one. I'm telling you, it sounds like two different people.
Yeah. Do you think it's Ja Rule and J-Lo when they were doing that song? My love, cause I'm real the way you...
That's
real, yeah.
J-Lo is trying to sing.
Yeah.
She's the first two farts,
it,
and then Ja Rule yeah. comes in.
Yeah, he comes in. You know I'm about to do my. You know what I'm about to do my undies? It's murder. Yeah. Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I think you're completely
so
right.
Love don't cost a thing, but a new set of drawers.
It's at least $1.50.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck my ass.
I don't know how much undies cost.
I don't know.
I can't.
Mac Weldon, sponsor us.
I can't. The spitters. The spitter is so
funny.
It
sounds
funny.
Like he's got a seed stuck in his ass. And he's trying to, like, he's got a watermelon seed stuck up there. He's really trying to get out, and it's just like, and his wife is like, they've gone to sleep because he's been doing it for hours, and she's just like, God damn it, I just closed my fucking brown eye, and you woke me up for this shit.
He's just spitting seeds.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That first is actually an inhale.
Oh.
He inhales a whole watermelon.
Yeah.
And then he spits all the seeds out in the second part.
It's my new party trick, babe. Like, it literally feels like they're in bed, and she's just like, God damn it.
The whole thing is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
The reason why she's upset about it is because she's like, don't you know that? Oh, well, that's why he's spitting the seeds out, is because otherwise a baby will grow in his butthole.
Mm-hmm.
A watermelon farm. Yeah. You got a watermelon farm in your ass.
Episode of Rugrats about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, okay. I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay.
And then we'll move on.
What are you doing? I want to meet that lady.
I can't wait until Ja Rule and J-Lo do another song together. This is on their B-sides, B-hole sides.
Ooh, there we go, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, we solved that. We busted that sniff.
They call me Queen La Cuipa.
Yeah. She's so excited about it. I know.
Good for that lady.
All right. What do you think? You want to bust one more?
Yeah.
Sniff? Let's bust?
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Okay,
that one's not. That's the WB frog.
Right? Welcome to the WB.
You guys want to watch some Dawson's Creek? How about some Roswell? Felicity, she cut her hair. Oh no. J.J. Abrams, what are you going to do now? Was Alias? No, Alias was on ABC, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come here now, we're the CW. Here comes Riverdale.
It sounds like one of those guys back in the day,
Morse code?
No, but the
telegrams.
Telegrams, yeah. Where it was like, I'm farting. Stop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I have to shit or fart. Stop. Yeah. Yeah, that's the stop.
I like that.
All right. Welcome to the WB.
You ready for the Jamie Kennedy experience?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty much the epitome of that shit. Yeah, I think we fucking nailed that shit.
Yeah, all right. Let's do one more. That was a quick boy. Right. One more and then we'll be done. Oh my God.
Hold on, I think.
Oh my God.
One more.
It sounds like that was, you remember that cartoon on Nickelodeon called Inside Out Boy, where he swung over the swing set and then it turned him inside out?
Yeah.
That sounds like the noise that it made when it happened.
Hold on. I had a thing. I don't know. For some reason, I just picture someone in overalls and a pumpkin on their head.
Wait, what?
Like, I don't know why. Just like, just imagine someone with a pumpkin on their head.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it would just come out of their trousers.
Real seedy.
Yeah, like it's like a scarecrow.
Pulpy. It's a pulpy. Yeah, it's a pulpy fart.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, that was, maybe we should do another
one. Wait, what's the,
Pumpkinhead. Yeah.
I could while away the hours, confern with the flowers.
I only had a brain. Yeah.
We'd be young and be merry.
I also picture someone doing armpit farts.
It sounds like someone is ripping themselves in half. With that fart.
Yeah,
it sounds
like free, like Shamu doing armpit fart.
Oh, okay, I like that. Yeah, splash zone
flipper. Oh yeah, got the gash zone.
The gash zone. Was that?
This is gonna get me into the gash zone. Yeah, I don't know.
What's
buckets of whale cum?
You know what? I figured it out.
Is Scoble.
It's Jack the Ripper.
Oh. Yeah. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack be ripping off some farts that make you sick.
Stinky shits.
Stinky shits, yeah.
They didn't call him the Ripper.
That is true. That's how he killed it. He gave him the prostitutes. Ooh.
Yeah, there it is.
Ooh,
yeah.
Call back to not even my joke. That's how he killed those hookers.
Oh, I want to go on a tour sometime, and it's like, you know why they called him Jack the Ripper, right?
No.
What?
Don't fart in our castle again. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm Jack the Ripper,
yeah,
baby.
Jack the Ripper.
That's why he started killing people.
Yeah.
Is because they wouldn't let him fart places. Yeah. They're like, that is too, it's too much.
Jack, you're stinking up the opium den. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America. It's not. You're actually in London, you piece of shit.
Wait, I thought this was America. Yeah, you idiot.
No, it's London. What the fuck is America?
Well, I'm high on opium. I'm sorry. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, yeah, your ass is from hell. You know, that.
From hell, yeah. Like,
that graphic novel.
That's a Johnny Deep fart.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh. From the Johnny Depths.
Yeah.
Of your ass.
Oh boy.
Oh, that it legit, it sounds like the way he would kill prostitutes. He'd just, yeah, rip them in half from asshole first.
Yeah. Stretch ass strong. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Oh boy! All right,
let's do one more.
Okay, all right.
God, I love fart noises so much.
You want to pick it?
Sure. Okay. I gotta start writing down the ones we've done before.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a process, but I'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Nope, we've done that one. That one we've definitely done.
Hold on. Sounds like a hiccup. Do it again.
Boo!
Boom!
And you stop boom, farting boom, after that.
Boom, boom.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
It sounds like you're assertively putting something down on the table.
Yeah, or yeah, you're
like
dropping.
You're at your divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "I'm keeping the farts." You give the I'm on full custody of the farts, and you're like, fine. There they are.
Sure. I got nothing for this one. I'm sorry. I don't think I got anything. Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
It's like it's like an exclamation point with a dot right at the end. Like, don't forget about me.
Oh, you know,
or like conjoined twins or something.
I was gonna say it's kind of like a exclamation point with a question mark after it.
Oh yeah,
when,
yeah,
when
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah.
You said what?
Huh?
Oh no, it'd be question mark and then the. Like, I know it's something. It's something. It's it's somebody. Oh, it's Jared from Subway.
Okay.
That's how he jizzes.
Interesting. A foot long.
It's like, yeah, he doesn't have a foot long.
No, yeah, I don't.
The people he fucks are only a foot long.
$5 foot long. Yeah,
it's not Jared. I don't know. That didn't
give me it to me. Give it to me one more.
It just sounds like a condiment gun.
Yeah, it does.
Like a taco. Yeah. It's a Taco Bell gun that shoots the meat into the. Oh, I think it's a. I think it's it's just somebody at divorce court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who got divorced that we can think of?
Judge Duty.
Judge Duty. I award the plaintiff. Yeah. Exactly. The gavel coming
it's
down.
It's your gavel, yeah.
Yeah. Court adjourned. Yeah.
Oh my God. Picturing the gavel is so funny.
Yeah. All right. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Judge Duty.
Yeah, Judge Duty. Court adjourned. Yep, I'm good with that.
Oh my God. I can't get the picture out of my head.
That or like someone just slopping like mashed potatoes onto a plate for some reason.
It's a lunch lady.
Yeah. Just, can I have the sloppy Joes? Here you go. Extra sloppy for you. You're freaking us out, lady. Yeah.
Oh.
Judge Duty, I like that.
All right, you guys.
Well, that's
it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been sniff busting for a little while now.
Yeah, we've fucking killed it. Yeah.
I don't think I can hear a fart and not laugh.
No.
I don't think I can do it. Yeah. It's too good. Where's that other one is I think my favorite.
What are you doing?
The watermelon
eater. Poor lady is so just distraught, just like, God damn it, it's fucking 4:30 in the fucking morning. You've been doing this 69 hours. Yeah. Oh. I'm going the wrong way. I always go the fucking wrong way.
Oh, God, that other one.
Gay. Oh, so gay.
Shit. All right. So,
you're going to do 30 seconds of?
We don't have to unless you want to talk about. Do you have any ideas for the title?
Yeah, I wrote down a few.
All right. Let's, yeah, we're at that part of the episode, you guys, that you know it, and we blow it out of our asses. Yep.
So, I got Sesame Skeet.
Ooh, okay.
Long Dong, Silver Surfer, Sniff Busters, and Judge Duty. I kind of like Sniff Busters.
I like Sniff Busters. I like all of them a lot, actually. Yeah. I'm picturing what I can do.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you.
Let's go with Sniff Busters.
Okay.
But then...
Reserve the right to change.
Yeah, exactly. I reserve the right.
Just deal with it, because you know why?
Grass! Tastes bad.
Dogs will disagree. Oh, my God.
Nope. That's fine.
No, it's not like horse.
Exactly.
That's why grass tastes bad.
Yeah.
Horses eat it, though. and they are definitely not what they eat.
No.
Horses taste way better than grass.
That's true.
Okay. Oh, my God. Those farts, man.
Yeah, they're funny shit.
They really tickle my fancy.
Tickle my fanny. No.
all right, you guys. Well, I apologize for everything.
Yep, my wife.
Watch your profanity.
Sure.
Thanks for listening. I don't know. That's it. I'm Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Go follow House Sadness, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go to housesadness.com. All the episodes are on there. I think, I don't know if I posted the, whatever. All the photos are on there. You go to Instagram and follow at housesadness and you'll get all the episode previews. You'll get all of the episode covers. And if you go to moistjunk.com, there's a whole section of House Sadness gear. You can get shirts, I don't think I have buttons and stickers up there yet, but shirts, totes, scrotes, and some other things. You can buy my jizz if you want, my blood, hair, nails, and cum, sweat, tears, anything like that. And if you use the code FARTCAST, you can get 15% off my cum. So why don't you go check that out? I think it'd be a real gas.
Ooh.
From my own gash. But yeah, I think that's it for me.
Fuck. I was going to try to keep it going, but I forgot this person's middle name, so I can't keep the bit going.
No.
And they're not answering me. But goddamn, I used to know his fucking middle name, too. And
just guess it.
Fucking forgot.
Terrence.
No, it's something really weird for a white person.
Albatross.
No. Who cares? Whatever. My name's... Casey Stoddard, well, who cares who I am?
John Wayne Casey.
John Wayne Casey, all underscore, all lowercase. Just fucking leave me alone. Yeah, that's all. Just tell me I'm funny and leave me alone. Thank you.
Tell me I'm funny and leave me alone. That's all.
I think his name's Joseph Allen Stahura, but I don't think it is.
Allen.
Yeah, okay. I think it's Allen.
My middle name's Allen.
That's probably what I think.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, probably.
Joe's got Theodore?
No, it's something weird. It's like a Catholic thing, probably.
Oh.
Whatever.
Is it like a lady's name?
No, I don't know what it is.
Joseph Alanis Morissette Stahura.
Yeah, that's what it is. He can't deny it.
All right, you guys, I'm gay. Yeah. You guys, we have an update. We have a quick update. Sorry to interrupt.
It's Joseph Albert Stahura. Follow me on Instagram in Thailand. Thank you.
Follow me to Thailand.
My love is always telling me so.